are, the milk bar. Here we are, the milk bar. Jason and Zoe, here we are, the milk bar. The Milk Bar.
Welcome along to episode 12 of The Milk Bar. Seems like only moments since we were last here, but Zoe, how are you this week?
Very well. It's gone very quick, hasn't it?
It has flown, but anything exciting happened?
I picked my new car up on Saturday.
And are you pleased with it?
It is really nice, yeah.
Excellent, good news. What's coming up in The Milk Bar today from you then? You have a celebrity guest who's a mystery later on.
Yes, you have to guess who he is.
Okay, I shall be doing that. I've got a celebrity guest on the phone in a moment.
Ooh.
I will be telling you who he is.
We won't have to guess him though.
No guessing at all. Top bloke. We'll be talking to Jonathan Cudrell in a second or two's time. And music, you have organised our artiste for the day. Who have you got?
Yes, it is Glenn Rossington.
Glenn, how you doing, mate?
Not too bad. Thank you.
Good stuff. Glad that you are here with us. We'll be having some of your music in a bit.
Okay.
Stay there, sit back. You've finished your glass of water already. We might have to get you more before you start warbling, but there we go. But so we do go to the telephones now, and we're joined on the line by Jonathan Cudrell, award-winning writer. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. We're sitting in a car in a gale on Goonhilly Downs in order to have the pleasure of speaking with you.
Well, I'm very pleased to
Many
be able to
Many people have done the same.
Well, not on Goonhilly Downs, surely. But there we go. Where is your part of the world? Because you're nowhere near the Midlands, are you, sir?
No. We're on the Lizard Peninsula in southwest Cornwall.
So that's
a lovely place.
Nice,
yeah.
Part of the world. And you've got a variety of work under your belt. I'm going to start off with Farmer Fisher, though, because this was, 1976, I think, was it Children's Book of the Year?
It was, yes.
I don't think I'd remember that.
Come on, you're just about old enough.
I'd have been three.
Yeah, it's the right time. This was good stuff, though, wasn't it? Jonathan, tell us about Farmer Fisher and how he came about.
Well, I had a little boy who is now a very big boy. He's nearly 40. But at the time, he was a toddler, and he was avid for books and for entertainment and for music. And I made up a little song for him on the lines of Old MacDonald Had a Farm, which had an escalating chorus. But he was mad about cars, not just animals. And Farmer Fisher was adding the motor cars to the animals. And we had a neighbor who was a publisher who heard the song and said that would make a wonderful book. And so it made a wonderful book.
And
how lucky was that?
And the artwork, it was all your own work too?
Yes. I trained as an artist at my father's knee, and I was then thrown out of two art schools.
The best artists normally are, though, I think, aren't they?
No, I'm told.
Makes all the difference. Now, I'm aware of Farmer Fisher because some friends of mine actually had three copies of this, because it was one of the first books and CD, record deals that came together, wasn't it? Because
it was the first on the British market.
And that's impressive enough in itself, and that's what won it the award, as well as the fine quality of the work. But a 7-minute song, and the kids would follow along with the pictures, and some friends of mine, as I say, they had three copies of this, and they were listening to it so much. They seriously contributed to the sales, and one of them is actually 40 on Tuesday. Could you say happy birthday to Louisa for me, please?
I'd love to say happy birthday to Louisa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Louisa. Happy birthday to you.
No, I recognise the voice now.
You see, it makes all the difference,
doesn't
it?
Yes. Used to have some books like that where you had to follow the story along on the record.
Mm-hmm. And you struggled with it. Well, Louisa is in fact 40. So, she's of just the right age to have been appreciating it when she was a kid. And, it's a sort of thing which helps kids learn to read. The pictures draw them into it. And was there a second one in the series as well?
There was a second one, which was Farmer Fisher's Russian Christmas, and this is not a success story. It sold in brilliantly on the heels of the Children's Book of the Year award. And then the returns started to come back, and nobody had thought to actually open a copy before they went out to the shops. When they did, they found that on page 1 the heads were chopped off. On page 2, the feet were chopped off. On page 3, the heads. Page 4, the feet. And so on, right the way through the book. Printer accepted full responsibility and said he would reprint the entire run at his own expense. But have you ever tried to sell a Christmas book on January the 4th?
It wasn't such a success, I take it.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, that's a terrible shame. Have you still got copies of this?
Of the second one, I've got copies of both, but not very many.
I was going to say, I bet the first copy would be worth a bit now, because there wouldn't be many of those left, would there?
No. they've been treasured to death, mostly.
I'm worn out from overplaying, I reckon, but there you go. Mm. Jonathan, I might be talking to you, trying to get a hold of a copy of the Russian Christmas.
What, with the heads on or off?
It was reprinted, so there are a few copies around with the heads and the feet intact. I suspect, like penny blacks without the date stamp on them, that the ones with the heads and feet missing, if you can find one, would probably be collector's pieces.
It certainly would be impressive.
I have to watch out for that now.
Well worth looking out for. Was that again a CD? Sorry, I'm going. I've moved ahead 20 years.
It had a vinyl record. Black vinyl.
Good quality stuff. That I do like that.
Yes.
And on your MySpace, you've actually converted Farmer Fisher to an MP3, so people can hear him online, haven't you?
That's right. Yes.
So we'll give out the full details of your contact details for that a little bit later on.
And you know that this is the year I've decided that it must be republished.
Really? You're going to go for that?
Oh, yeah. We're working on it right now. We've been approached by so many people over the years who, since the advent of email, the little trickle of letters that used to come in saying, where can we get this book for our kids because we had it when we were kids, has turned into a fatter trickle of emails, sometimes slightly coercive and bullying, you must get me a copy of this book, sometimes beseeching and submissive, where can we find it, we so want it. It's terribly, terribly flattering, and it breaks my heart, and we've really got to do it. So I'm actually in talks with several people as to how we're best going to do it.
Well, that sounds like quite a treat. I think I'd be out there trying to get a copy of it. But, I mean, it's got to be a full-on CD version now. Interactive web page
Download
is available too.
Download an iPod, iTunes.
Yeah. You never know. But that is not, as we've already said, the limit of your talents. The drawing work continues. In fact, when I spoke to you to organise this, you were in your studio at the time. I take it the paintbrush was out at that point.
Yes, certainly.
Well, what sort of work are you doing at the moment?
Well, I'm loosely billed as a surrealist. I guess it's just how I see things. The late Conroy Maddox was a friend, and as you know, he was the last of the original surrealist group. He was a friend of Magritte and so forth. And I did a series of photo montages a couple of years ago, which were a homage to him after he died. He died at 90, shall we say, reaching for his nurse, in a way that any 90-year-old perhaps should not have been, but it was a wonderful way to go.
Certainly, yes. And, I mean, that sort of work and the work that you do, is that finding a good market these days? Because it's always good to have something nice and classy around the home.
Well, yes, we hope we're classy. Markets are a strange business today. I'm not qualified to comment on the art market at all.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll move on to what else is going on, because you were actually out gigging last night as well, weren't you?
Gigging.
Now, what is your musical genre that you're performing? Because I don't think it was the Farmer Fisher tour, was it?
No. Gwelhelyn Goth, which is reputed to be Cornish for the Gentleman's Luncheon Club, is loosely a jazz quartet, but we also, when gigging, we deal with vintage rock and roll, boogie-woogie, Russian folk music, little Russian folk music, little bit balalaika, little bit Verhet, celebrating death of capitalism, you know.
And the like, yes.
Yes, and also quite a lot of banjo virtuosity. When you do come from a lizard, you've got to play the banjo, more or less like you've got to live with your sister, you know.
So, multi-talented in the musical instrument front as well, banjo being... it's a top-quality comedy piece of orchestral equipment, isn't it, the banjo? It does the job.
Comedy? What are you saying, Sam?
It's a serious instrument.
But it always puts a smile on your face. Yes. That's what counts.
They say, what are five banjos in a builder's skip? And the answer is a start.
I don't think I'd go that far, but it's up there with the ukulele for something enjoyable to pluck.
Have you heard the band on MySpace?
I haven't, actually, I'm afraid to say. I should be there, shouldn't I?
Yes, / Gwel Helen.
And how are you spelling that? Because that is...
G-W-E-H-E-L-L-I-N.
G-W-E-H...
No, G-W-E-L, Gwel. Cornish prefix. Helen, yeah. H-E-L-L-I-N, all one word.
Gwel Helen. Okay, I've got that. Zoe was no doubt going to be...
I'd have trouble with that,
wouldn't I? You have trouble writing your own name down. It's only got three letters in it, but there we are. So I should be checking out Gwel Helen online. And have you actually got your own MySpace as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And how do we find you on that one?
I would think probably Google Quadrille and wade through the inaccuracies.
That's the best way of doing it. Well, good luck with the resurgence of Farmer Fisher. I personally will be looking forward to that greatly. And I'm trusting merchandising will follow as well.
Oh, you could turn it into like almost like Bob the Builder, couldn't you? Lots of teddy bears and books and...
I don't know whether we could possibly climb to the cultural heights of Bob the Builder, but I will try.
Excellent.
He's got his own show and everything, though, hasn't he now? He's got like a theatre show, an ice skating show.
Jonathan, do you want to do some ice skating? I think we've got an outlet for you. What do you reckon?
Right. I shall strap the bones to my feet.
Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. As I say, good luck with the resurgence of good old Farmer Fisher. Thank you for wishing Louisa a very happy birthday. That was a treat, too. And you have got a truly amazing voice, even down to telephone from a car parked at the side of a road somewhere in Cornwall.
It's entirely because we're parked by the side of the road on Goonhilly that it affects the acoustics.
It's a wonderful sound. I'm loving every moment of it. But Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us, and I would look forward to popping onto MySpace and Gwel Helen and checking out the sound of the band on there.
Thank you, Jason, Zoe and Louisa.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Excellent. Are you sold on the Farmer Fisher idea
now? It sounds very good, doesn't it? Yeah, I might look for a copy of that, to be fair.
I can probably sort you out with
it. Can you really?
Yeah, I'll do that. And if you look for Jonathan Kudrell, you will be able to hear it on his MySpace page.
I do
as
like
well.
His voice, though. Very nice.
He's got an amazingly rich tone to him, hasn't
and
he?
And I'm sure, you know, when you put on his performance voice, it does sound very familiar, like I've heard it before.
He could well have done.
So I might have been hearing those records and not realised it.
You know, yeah. Well, great sound, and Farmer Fisher is an absolute treat.
Was you brought up on Farmer Fisher?
I wasn't. I missed out there. I did have a read-along with Charlie Brown, and now I have the hairstyle to go with it.
Charlie Brown, as in the American Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
I used to like Charlie Brown.
I had a Charlie Brown Christmas, and you listen to the vinyl record and turn the pages.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, I had that. There was a whole series of them.
Oh, no, just used to watch a cartoon.
It was basically the soundtrack to the TV cartoon.
Was it?
I think they were just recycling.
I used to like the teacher, and my eldest son sometimes says, I turn into the teacher when I'm nagging him.
Can't imagine that.
He just can't hear what I'm saying. It just goes, wah, 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 wah.
That's mothers for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we go. Zoe.
Yes.
Introduce us to your singing-type guest, then. So, it's Glenn.
It is Mr. Glenn Rossington, yes. We worked together many years ago.
Oh, where was this?
Shall I say it?
You can say where you were working together.
Yes,
right.
It was our very own Birmingham Midshires, Wolverhampton's largest employer, but I don't know how long that will be for now.
The world of banking is a messy one at the moment, but yes. They're part of a group which is... part of the group which is owned somewhat by everybody who lives in the country, so I'm sure it'll sort itself out somewhere along the line.
Yes, a very good employer as well, they are.
My sister did some temping work there, and it was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it is.
And I think you sort of go in the place and they confiscate all your money and give you a plastic thing to buy stuff with them.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Oh,
no.
They're not. Oh, that's that.
We have
quite
got
exciting.
Our own canteen and our own coffee shop, sells the decent coffee.
Ooh.
We've got our dry cleaners, our little Express and Star shop.
It's like a little village on
it
the tower,
is,
isn't
it's
it?
Very good. Oh,
there we go. Anyway, back to the plot. Glenn,
yes.
you don't work there anymore, do you, mate?
No.
There you go.
No.
So we don't bother talking about that, even though Zoe does. Now, first up, we'll hear a song from you.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about you and find out all about you and your work.
Okay.
Are you ready to... is it up to the fine standards of the singing that we just had from Jonathan there?
He put me to shame. He really did.
Well, see how you get on as you strum your guitar. What's the song going to be called?
It's going to be called To Feel Love.
Take it away.
Mm-hmm.
sitting alone in a room. There's no one in the house but me. It's raining outside and the bird still sings. How solitude should be. And I think I've said a few things. I've annoyed you recently. I can't help being in love with you, and I can't help being me. I need to feel love. Need to feel love. Could someone show me love? Could you teach me love? I need to feel love. I need to feel love. Could someone show me love? Could you teach me love? I've said a few things. I've annoyed you recently. I can't help being in love with you, and I can't help being me. And I need to feel love. I need to feel love. Could someone show me love? Could you teach me love? I need to feel love. I need to feel love. Someone show me love. Could you teach me love? Sitting alone in a room. There's no one in the house but me. It's raining outside and the birds still sing. It's how solitude should be. I can't help being me. Solitude should be. I can't help being me.
Excellent, brilliant, love that. No, that was up there. I enjoyed that. We did you down before you started, but no, that was good. You were drifting off there.
Drifting off, yes.
It's nice, a relaxing sound, not because you didn't like it.
Yes, yes.
Thanks, definitely.
Sammy. Always support from your mates. That's the best way, isn't it?
No, your mates are.
There we go. So Glenn, tell us how long have you been playing the guitar? Because we noticed it's not your guitar, but your girlfriend you brought with you today.
Yeah, this one I'm playing now is my girlfriend Kate's guitar. I've been playing since I was at school. Really, I joined a guitar club after school. It was back in middle school.
Yeah,
Gave it up for a few years and then just took it up as I was leaving high school.
Sounds very American. We went to secondary school and community school and stuff like that. Which part of the country are you? Is it posh?
It's Staffordshire.
Staffordshire. Yes. Makes all the difference. So it's how old are you now then?
27.
And so you've been playing probably about, what,
11, 12 years.
So that's not bad going. And is it something that you're trying to develop into a major career to move away from working with people like Zoe? Or
I don't know, some characters around. Never thought about taking it seriously. It's always been more of a pastime.
Something you enjoy doing and make the most of it, and people can listen to what you're doing. And hopefully, if you go to parties, they ask you to take the guitar with you.
No, they don't.
just bottles of vodka.
Yeah.
Well, that's as popular as guitars, I think. I think it's all part of the same sort of feel for the event. Mm. When you're writing a song, though, I mean, that's obviously one of your own.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from? Because that's a nice lullaby-type song, as I was saying. But is that causing deep internal...
Is it sad?
Heartache or something for you?
It depends. I mean, the album, the song's taken off. It was based around when I lived in Cornwall, and I went through a real mixture of emotions down there. And that particular one just it came together after an argument with my girlfriend at the time.
As all the best songs do.
Well, yeah, and I just kind of wrote down the feelings that I felt. So there's never really any general inspiration for the song.
They just sort of come along,
yeah.
Which is probably, as I say, the best way of doing it. Not a nice organic feel to the music. Mm.
I mean, if you sit down and force yourself to write something, it never works.
I don't know. Oasis seem to do quite well at that.
Mm. Who, sorry?
Oasis, big band. Heard of them?
Yeah, yes.
They're related. As a couple of them are.
You were mumbling. I didn't hear what you said.
He heard what I said. It's just you're not paying attention. You want to concentrate more.
Do you know why these headphones aren't actually working? I don't know why I've got them on.
Take them off because they don't look fashionable. So it's some music that grows from within, and It really, it's about you as much as anything else.
Yeah, that's right.
If people do want to find out all about you and your soul and the way in which you're using it, have you got a MySpace they can log on to?
I do have a MySpace, yeah. It's MySpace/ Glenn, that's Jelly double N, Rossington, RossIngton, 2006.
You mean there was more than one Glenn Rossington with that spelling?
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Yeah, that is weird.
Do it again, just so we know.
It's Glenn, Jelly double N, Rossington, RossIngton, 2006.
And all you need to do is stick a myspace.com and a /in front of that, and you will be there.
You will be.
Pictures, music, all sorts.
Exactly.
Does the job.
And he's one of my friends.
One of the few people who are prepared to be friends with Zoe on MySpace. Glenn, we will hear more from you a little bit later on.
Pleasure.
Okie dokie. There's Zoe.
Yes.
What have you got lined up for us next?
Well, it is a bit early for my other guests, so I have got a website if you want to have a look at that.
Let's see what you've got on your website then, Ms.
Turner.
Yes, I thought
it was quite funny. I was laughing at this earlier. What's it called? It is called www.
Before you go there, last time you did a website, it was about 7 pages long. It isn't that again.
No. That was that thing where you had to answer loads of questions, wasn't it?
Okay, just checking.
No.
What's the web address then?
It is www.crappresents.com. Now, you see, I thought...
I'm sure we weren't ticking the explicit language tag on iTunes.
No, crap's not explicit.
Is if someone does one on your head?
No, but you see, I thought it was like rubbish presents. You know, like presents that you give to people that are a bit rubbishy.
Yeah.
But the majority of them do have something to do with the other version.
Oh,
the crap version.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is quite surprising. But the ones that don't involve poo, which I thought were quite funny, there's a random food hamper. So if you've got somebody coming for dinner or you're going out, it's a hamper and you've got tins in there with no labels on at all. So it's quite a surprise what you get.
I like that idea.
You've got a beware of the, I won't say that word, but poo flag. So if your dog does a poo on the beach, you've got like this little flag that you can stick in just to warn other people, which is probably nicer than pooping it up in a bag.
Well, you'd be better if you cleaned up after your pet.
Well,
there
yes,
we
I
go.
Suppose.
What else? What other?
I've got the wind-up granny. That's quite funny. Look at her little legs going. In there on the Zimmer frame.
That's
quite
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Ooh, shall I say that one?
What's that one say? Well, that's worse. That's not as bad as the other word you used earlier. So.
The gentleman's ball scratcher.
Okay.
Like a back scratcher, but obviously for a different part of the body.
Well, I tend to find I can reach mine without the assistance of any mechanical
aid. But you might not
aid.
Want to touch it, you see. Or you might not be able to wash your hands.
No, I run it under the tap quite regularly, so...
You've got... let's see what's in office crap, because with my job I might want to have some of that.
Okay.
Ooh, there's a cat sharpener.
A pencil sharpener where you put the pencil up the cat's bottom.
Yeah, so if you don't like cats, that's quite a good one.
Mm-hmm.
There's an office stamp as well, so you can stamp across your paperwork. Well, I haven't got time to read this.
I don't want to hear the word again. I'm sorry.
Don't you like that word,
I'm being
Jason.
Prudish now.
A fake brick for some reason. I'm not quite sure why you'd have one of those.
Bounce off your head? Oh, no, you'd want a real one.
Oh, annoying colleague, sorry. Chuck him a bit of brick.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. There's a remote control finger.
Lovely, that's nice what that's doing. Just the middle finger I note is animated.
Yes. What's that? Verbal's talking internet telephone. Oh, every time a call comes through, each charismatic cartoon character flashes its horns and waves its arms. Oh, I see, that's not rude, that's quite sweet.
That's lovely.
Yes.
Fine quality gifts, don't give us the website again, will you?
I thought that was quite funny, I found that amusing earlier.
You don't get out much though, do you?
No.
And that's the sort of thing that's going to make your life so much better.
I thought the dog umbrella was a good one.
Is it an umbrella for your dog?
Yes.
Or is it's not made of a dog? You don't.
No, it is for your dog. You attach it to your lead, look, and it goes over his head in case it's raining.
I don't think dogs care that much, do they, really?
Some of them do. Our dog doesn't like being in the rain. He hates it. He's really quite posh.
Oh, it's a posh dog?
Mm, he avoids mud and all sorts.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Did you like that one?
That was lovely. Have you not got someone to phone now?
I shall try. He did say he'd be in a meeting for a bit, but I shall give him a whirl.
Okie dokie.
Oh, actually, I'll use that one. I'll use this one.
We have the little black book coming out.
It's bigger in this one.
Oh, proper large-sized text so you can follow it. Okay, let's just check we have a line. We have an outside line.
Are you guessing him this week?
We'll have a go. We'll see whether they can answer. It was, well, careful with the telephone. You've got headphones on, dear. Be careful. Right, here she goes. She's now dialing the number. What will actually happen? Heaven only knows. Just wait half a day whilst she dials the phone number. And she managed to get it wrong again. You're hopeless. The fact that this podcast is obviously recorded and I could edit all this out takes away from the magic of you setting up these mystery person calls. Okay, we're ready. You didn't dial that properly. That means you've dialed the number wrong. You have. Try again. Right, here we go again. 07. We won't read our whole number out of our celebrity. It's a local celebrity. Okay, right, here we go again.
Are you through to Jim?
Oh, no, we threw to them straight away. So they, but I didn't hear who it was. That's the important part.
Shall we try later?
We'll try later.
Shall we have another song?
Put Glenn back to work.
Yes.
How many songs can you cope with today?
As many.
And a whole album's worth if we can't get hold of the celebrity, I tell you. Right, what are you going to sing for us now then, mate?
This is a song called Reggie's Song. It's time for me to say goodbye. It's time for me to put you down. It's time for you to dream your dreams. It's time for you to say farewell, my friend. This is Reggie's song. It's a song for Reggie. You know we've said goodbye and we've had good times together. It's time for you to say goodbye. It's time for us to drive that final mile. I promise you I will not cry. I tell you this, it will be hard. This is Reggie's song. It's a song for Reggie. You know we've said goodbye and we've had good times together. Ooh. Ooh. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Song for Reggie. You know we've said goodbye and we've had good times together. Ooh. Ooh.
Excellent.
Hoorah.
Lovely. Enjoy that one.
Who's
round of
Reggie?
Applause from me. Yeah, that's the next one. Who is Reg?
It was my old car.
Oh, we like that.
Men in their cars.
My first ever car.
Right. And what happened to him? Was it a bit of an accident in there?
Within about 2 months of each other, he had two head gaskets go.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
They're not cheap, are they, head gaskets?
No.
No. So good time to say goodbye to Reg. What colour was Reg?
It was a red car.
Ah, Reg, the red car.
Yeah.
My sister's first car was a Fiesta, and it was red, so it became Fred. Oh. Which is a great name for a car. I've never named a car properly.
No, I don't name my cars either.
Yeah. Not even the new one?
No, I haven't. No, I don't think so.
I think
like
you should.
It is red as well.
Oh, there we are. Mm. Right, just before we go back to the phone lines and retry and get hold of your guest again, I'll mention the last. It's your last chance to get in with the opportunity to win that week-long pass for Fitness First in Cannock. All you need to do is let us know how many Fitness First clubs there are in the UK. Drop it on an email to...
Oh, it's no good with that. You haven't written it down again, have you?
The Milk Bar Podcast at googlemail.com.
Yes,
email it over
one.
There and... Zoe won't open it because she can't work technology. And we will then sort you out if you are our lucky winner who gets the answer about right.
Can you remember what episode it was?
Episode 8.
Find the answer.
Answer in episode 8.
So if you don't know, have a listen to episode 8.
Yes, there you go. It's in the early bit, so you haven't got to put up with too much of us. And you could maybe get yourself along to Fitness First in Calic and get that half an hour training session from Ben Bate. Yeah. Mm. More info from him, benbate-pt.info. And of course, fitnessfirst.co.uk, I think it is for their main web address. You can search
you
them.
You can find them, yes. They're big enough, aren't they?
They're fairly large. But there you go. So that will do the job. Right, back to the telephone lines you go.
Again.
Go have another go.
Don't put your thingy up until I say it's ringing.
Well, if you can just press redial, it'll work as if by magic. So pick it up. Press redial.
No, just
press redial. It dials all the digits you just did. It's like a redial button. Are you ready? Is it ringing? Okay, yeah, anything confuses you.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's gone to answering machine again.
Should we just talk for a couple of minutes?
We could have a chat, or we could have a sort of magical harp noise, and we could pause the recording of the podcast until he's ready to answer.
Do you think so? Because it should be any minute.
Yeah, well, this is where we need Glenn to make a magical harp noise with your guitar. Can you do sort of like a strumming sound for us, please? It wasn't quite a harp, was it, Zoe?
It was very therapeutic.
We're a good half an hour later than when we last spoke. Your celebrity guest, who I'm guessing
he's still not answering.
I think it's Jimmy Franks,
isn't
it? That's
because you heard his answer phone voice.
It was slightly, yes. But as it goes, he's let us down twice now.
He has.
We're not
very
ringing
naughty.
Him again.
Oh, he's a lovely chap as well. He did have a meeting and he was trying to fit me in.
Right. Sure, that's what they all say, but there you go. Right, let's go to the phone line again, because I've got somebody who I know I think is much more of a celebrity than Jimmy Franks. It is David Bathurst. Hello, sir.
Evening, Jason.
How are you doing?
Well, I don't know how I stand comparison with Mr. Franks, I'm sure, but I take that as a compliment. Well, I'm doing very well, thank you.
You have many more listeners in one of your jobs, and then the one we're going to talk to you about is Chairman of Chase Water Railway. But you're also PA announcer at Walsall Football Club, aren't you?
Well, that's something we share. PA announcer at Warsaw since, I have to tell you, 1977.
So when I was five, you were doing that. I wasn't even thinking about doing my job down at the Wolves at that point, but I've been doing such things a mere, 2009. Quite a long time, anyway. Not as long as you.
Well, they tell me you've got a louder public address system at the Molyneux than I've got at Banks's. So,
there you go. Well, we've got a new digital ad board and things as well, which is quite exciting.
Well, we don't rely on chalk here, but...
as long as it doesn't rain, you're all right.
Now, I've operated your scoreboard, haven't I, in the past?
It's true, yes.
It's a lovely treat. He lets me go down there and join in every once in a while. But there we are.
Joining together.
Yes, well, do tell us about Chase Water Railway and what you've got going on, because the summer hasn't been that kind to us, but it keeps the water levels up at Chase Water, doesn't it?
Well, you're wrong on every score there.
Really? Has it been good weather over there?
Well, no. No, you're not wrong on the weather. yes, we're Chase Water Railway, heritage railway, traditional steam and diesel locos. We work in Chase Water Country Park, which is really in Brown Hills, just the north of Warsaw, not that far from Wolverhampton, of course. But in actual fact, the recession... has perhaps done us a favour.
Mm.
And in fact, reading in Heritage Railway magazine this evening, a lot of similar organisations to ours are reporting the same thing. People will not go long distances. They won't spend the money. They haven't got the money to spend, that's the bottom line. And but they are prepared to travel the shorter distances that enable us to come to places like Chase Water and other local attractions. So in actual fact... although the weather's been indifferent, it was certainly better than last year, the recession, we think, has actually done us a bit of a favour.
It takes you back to being able to afford things the same way as last time. Steam locomotives are really out there and on the rails, I suppose, as well.
Well, everything you do in the Heritage Railway is expensive. Mm-hmm. Everything's heavy and expensive, and that's just the way things are. Obviously, maintaining the rolling stock and the track to... suitable standards of safety and comfort for the visitors, and they keep coming back and repeat visitors. Obviously, means that they're satisfied with what we're doing, and then maintain their enjoyment.
Well, it is a great venue to come along to. I've been down there a few times, not only when you blag me onto the train because you're my mate and stuff, but I do like the cafe
hey,
down.
Not too late to drop us an anonymous cheque, you know.
Oh, I can't even sign my own name, so sadly that's not possible.
You could put a cross.
No, my bank wouldn't take it. It's bound sky high. But it is a really nice venue. You've got places to eat at both ends of the track, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, yes, we have. We've got... the so-called, I hate the word actually, but the Chasewater Railway product, in inverted commas, is improving every year. We've got a superb restaurant down at Chasewater Heath, the far end of the line. And on our main station at Brownhills West, in Chasewater Country Park, we've also got extensive eating facilities. Not massive meals, but just the sort of thing that people want on a...
Yeah, a nice light snack.
A light snack. We've also got a nice museum there that's open every day that we're running trains, and there's some absolutely brilliant stuff in there, I'll tell you.
And you see the work in progress as well, as some engines have been restored.
You do. Our guys have got a lot of skill, a lot of ability, and they're working on some really historic stuff. There's a carriage in there from the old Maryport and Carlisle Railway, which was built in 1875, and we've got people working on that at the moment. So it just goes to show. That's as well as maintaining our sort of relatively modern stock.
Mm-hmm. And what gauge railway is it?
We stand the gauge, 4.5, 4.8.
What does that mean to somebody that doesn't know what you're on about?
If you lay down on it, your head and your feet would just go over the ends. It's a standard gauge. We actually have a narrow gauge line as well that's in an embryonic state, which is 2-foot gauge. We're standard gauge, as though just the same as if you were travelling on a Virgin train from Wolverhampton. So it's a national standard gauge, yes. Mm-hmm.
And the rolling stock that you've got down there, I mean, how old is some of that? Because you've talked about the engines themselves, but the carriages and the like, is that all, you know, pucker stuff from...
It's relatively, by comparison, it's relatively modern stuff from the 60s. Some of it's old, what would you now describe as cross-city type of diesel coaches that we've converted to look like... fairly ancient stuff, and but as I say, it's quality of the ride and comfort for the spectators.
Back to football again.
Comfort for the visitors,
yeah,
who come along, and it's a relatively short trip. It's about 40-minute round trip, and we have a lot to put into that 40 minutes, and comfort and adequacy of seating accommodation are important things. Tour. So it's a mixture and a match, if you like, of the old and the new, old turn of the century steam locomotives. Not every week, I have to say, some weeks we're running old industrial diesel engines. So old industrial steam engines and slightly more modern rolling stock coaches for the public's convenience.
Well, it sounds really good. I know it is because I've been down there, and as it is, it's you're getting visitors from throughout our region, but also from, I suppose, enthusiasts from up and down the country as well.
Particularly this year, Jason. I wasn't around at the time, but this year is actually our 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, obviously, the railway's gone through a number of different identities over all those years. So we have actually had one or two very special events to celebrate this 50th anniversary. We had a gala with no less than 7 steam engines in operation, the first first and perhaps only time in my lifetime that will ever happen. And in fact, only last weekend they reenacted, it's a little bit of a private do, reenacted something that happened 40 years ago when they took an engine down the line. It ran out of water, and they had to produce a bucket chain to enable water to be taken from Chasewater Lake to go into the tank of the little steam engine. And we reenacted that in front of our own friends and old colleagues last Sunday.
I bet that was a bit of a laugh, wasn't it?
It was. Everybody took it in for the way it was intended. It was very good spirit, and everybody enjoyed it. It was just one of those little things that some of our older members wanted to do really as an indulgence, and we were more than happy to accommodate that.
Absolutely excellent. So a great time to be had down there. Describe to us again how you can find Chasewater Railway.
Well, Chasewater Railway is in Chasewater Country Park, just off the A5, just south of the Rising Sun Island in Brown Hills. The convenient thing is it's white on blue, white on brown tourism signs for Chasewater along the both the Chester Road and the A5 in the vicinity of Brown Hills West, just north of Warsaw. And just follow the signs to Chasewater Country Park. The little steam locomotive sign is also there on the signs, so you know you're in the right direction.
You know you're looking for the right one. Have you got a postcode for sat-nav users as well?
Well, this is one of the curious things. We do have a postcode, WS87NL. WS87NL.
Which no, sat-nav, that'll take you sort of into the lake or something.
Well, I was going to say, it's not quite as bad as going down a country lane with no end, but the postcode is a little bit of a touchy subject that we've got with the postal authorities at the moment, because it might not just take you exactly to the right place.
But at least you'll be close enough to follow the signs once you've done that.
It'll get you in the right direction.
That's the important bit.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
David Bathurst, chairman of the Chase Railway, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Jason. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
And I'll catch up with you soon, and we'll both have to go to each other's football stadium at some point in the very near future.
Indeed so. Look forward to that.
Catch you later. Ta-ra for now.
Okay, bye. Cheers now.
Yeah, thanks, bye for now. Bye. There we go. That's David, lovely man.
Yes, now I've always wondered, because I used to go to Chasewater quite a lot, but I used to go to the boating lakes. We used to have a speedboat.
Uh-huh.
And I always wondered where that train used to run from. Well, and I never actually found the station or anything, so... I might go and have a look at that.
You need to dig that out. Follow where the steam's coming from. It's fairly.
Well, you've been there. Is it the same car park? You can't.
Yeah,
you just have to walk a different direction.
Yeah, towards it. Yeah, makes all the difference.
No, we used to go to the boating lake. You see.
Oh, we'll park.
Yes,
right,
we were boating people.
We have bears. We've taken a picnic as well. Lovely. Right, more music to finish us off then for today's podcast. I've got to wake Glenn back up again. I think he's dropped off in the corner there. Right, what you got for us this time around, mate?
This is going to be a lover.
Play us out with this one, then.
Gonna spend our lives together, perfect future just for you and me. No space and time can ever interfere. Gazing out across the galaxy. Oh lover, I wanted you to hear my call. Oh lover, dancing upon the sandy shore. Oh lover, oh lover, please. Smoking cigarette in the bedroom after, your perfect smile gazing into my eyes. Your naked body lying up on my pillow, laid back bare, there can be no disguise. Oh lover, I wanted you to hear my call. Oh lover, dancing upon the sandy shore. Lover, oh lover, please. Oh lover, oh lover, please.
Excellent. You're going to applaud this time or not?
Yes, I will. Very good.
There you go.
I won't ask what the song's about because it's quite obvious.
Lover. Yeah. There's probably photos that go along with that.
No comment.
No, okay. Glenn, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's been good to have a natter with you. Thanks also, as we mentioned, to David Bathurst, who you've just spoken to. Of course, the wonderful Jonathan Goodrill as well, who we had on the phone a bit earlier on. missed out on Mr.
Jimmy
Franks.
So not thank you to you.
He's
a busy man, though.
We'll have to get him on.
Yes, definitely.
As our first non-celebrity.
He did say that he'd come in at one point. So if I try and arrange it for a few weeks in the future.
We'll set that up for hopefully sometime in September.
Yes.
You're still going to get your competition entries in. We've given you all the details on that several times, so you know what you're doing. And we'll look forward to seeing you and speaking to you next week.
Yes.
So bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. It's goodbye from the milk bar with Jason and Zoe. It's goodbye from the milk bar, the milk bar.